Listen, we're going to go ahead and have Josh Dennison come up. And so I've asked Josh to just share a few words about what God has been doing in the life of Mosaic Church. There's a few people that are going to be coming up. So you guys know who you are. And so after the next person's done, you can just keep coming up and going forward. And then we'll try to find out how to show those videos at the end of the service. All right. Thanks, Josh.
Morning, family. My name is Josh Dennison, and I've got a nice background now. I live over in Berkner Park in the east side of Richardson. I've seen the Lord move in so many ways this past year through Mosaic. But when I was thinking about what to say, I was thinking specifically through the servant leadership of Mosaic and also through GCs. So I just feel like the Lord has taught me a lot this past year about what it means to belong to the family of God and also to be on mission for Him. It's just something that I feel like I didn't know was missing in my life, but I can see now more fully the plan that He has for myself and for Richardson and for the world. And that's been amazing. Also, on top of that, just to see the, really you all, the body of Christ just serve in so many ways and with such joy has really changed the way that I have served the Lord. And I just feel like the service that I am able to give and the way that has just been able to use you all to really further my walk with Him. Blessing. So I just wanted to say thank you all, and it's a blessing to be part of your family.
Hi, I'm Melanie Berry, and I had never formally taught the Bible before Mosaic existed, but God has shown me time and time again in the life of this church that He uses ordinary people to do His extraordinary work. So in my case, He used a maxed out, overtired, stay-at-home mom of four to teach women who are hungry to deeply study and know the Word of God, and praise God that here at Mosaic, women are urged to and have the space to do so.
Hi, I'm Brenda. We were members of Venture Bible Fellowship for 12 years and wanted to get involved locally and just had a little trouble with that, and some guy named Kyle, I don't know if you guys know him. I didn't know kind of like what to say today, but I researched something and it said, "Dear church, this is why people are leaving the church, because you don't step outside your building." So thank you for stepping outside the building. Yeah. And go Cowboys.
Hi, good morning. My name is Nick Hayden. It's been my joy to get to be a part of the launch team and serve a Mosaic as well. Similar to what Melanie said, one of the things that I have seen that's been super cool about Mosaic is how anyone can step into leading the people of the body of Christ. And just getting to teach and getting to see the women step into these leadership roles, I got to see my wife teach for the first time, has been just phenomenal and really encouraging, because each of you is capable of that. And I've gotten to see that as well in GCs and how, even though it's not our normal, it's not what we're used to, but to see us step out and get a little uncomfortable and evangelize and invite people into our homes has really been incredible, just to see the Spirit move in that. And things that we would say are little, and yet God has used little things like inviting somebody to your front lawn to hang out or over for dinner, or just saying hi on a regular basis, and He's used that to spread the good news that Jesus died for people's sins. And that is encouraging, and we should all, just be encouraged by that. Not necessarily be proud of it, but just be so encouraged to continue to step out and trust that the Spirit of God is going to work. So thank you so much for all you guys do. I'm super blessed by it, and just praise God for all He's done in the life of our church.
Hi, I'm Caleb Lynn. Live on the east side. One of the major ways that I've seen God work this year has really been through the care of His people. When tragedy struck my house, it was the love of God expressed through you guys for us that really sustained us and was really what drew us closer to the Lord. And then just the care in general, I see it everywhere in our GC. Just the Lord is expressing His love through you, and I appreciate that and I am blessed to be a part of this body.
Hello, I'm Nat Ratafan, and for me it's been super cool because I grew up in Richardson. I went to elementary school in this elementary school when it was elementary school, junior high, high school, even college at UT Dallas. So I've been in Richardson my whole life. So to see a church here in Richardson is just incredible. I've just seen God move in so many ways and just impact our communities and change so many lives, whether that's Help Your Neighbor Day, where we met Brenda, or just like the Celebration Sunday, which is awesome, and just seeing people get baptized. Like, it's just incredible to be from Richardson. I'm just so proud, and it's so exciting to see everything that Mosaic's done for the last year. So.
My name is Becky Peak. I represent the Peak 7. A lot of people say that the fact that this baby is still alive today is a miracle, and they're right. But what a lot of people don't talk about is the fact that our family, our marriage, our faith stands intact today, and that is greatly in part to a lot of you in this room. Before Mosaic was Mosaic, when we were still strangers to a lot of you, you stepped in, you fed us when we were hungry, you provided for us when we had need, you prayed for us, you encouraged us when we were feeble-hearted, and you have set before us a vision of God that far exceeds the difficulty of our circumstances. The reality, the painful privilege of our life is that things are going to get harder before they get better, but we stand with hope, we stand with confidence, we stand with joy, knowing that we are covenanted with you all, and we're just really grateful. So thank you for being our family.
We are Stephen and Kristen Dirks, and pleased to have been serving with Mosaic beginning on the launch team. Our Mosaic family was there to hold us up when we had our fourth miscarriage, celebrate life with us with the birth of our son, provide meals and car rides when my husband had a seizure, and then provide physical labor the summer when a tree fell on our home. We are so grateful for the body of Christ that is Mosaic Church, who meets spiritual needs and very much for our family has met very tangible needs.
Also, we've had a passion for cross-cultural ministries basically our whole life, and really a goal to move overseas. But Mosaic's just focus on reaching every person in Richardson with the gospel has really just encouraged us and empowered us to go into our neighborhood with our GC and not just be sent overseas, but be sent into our neighborhood. It's just been an awesome experience to be able to go with the mission leadership team, to be able to realize that there's so many opportunities to reach different people from a different culture, including Muslim friends that we've now developed relationships with and just have an opportunity to share Christ with them.
Hey, my name is, well. My name is Daniel Hulse, and since Mosaic planted, I've been able to see God start to draw into himself not only American neighbors and friends that we have, but even people of many different cultures and backgrounds. In January, my Taiwanese buddy named Jerry came to faith, and in February, my Chinese friend named Chris came to faith, and he was baptized here at Mosaic. Over the summer, Kyle Worley's buddy, Du, who's from Thailand, came to faith and was baptized here. And right now, Kristen and Kate McGinn are meeting weekly with a Muslim woman who is consistently skipping her Quran lessons to come and spend time with them to talk about the things of God. And she's saying things like, I mean, I've been here for, 8 years, and this is the first time I felt at home. And so just so sweet to see God affirm for us that not only theologically, but even experientially, this gospel of Jesus Christ is for all people. And that the eternal family of God is a very, very diverse family. And so it's a sweet thing to get to start to see that in the beginning of our church. And I just have the most confidence and hope that we'll get to see that with increasing momentum as we continue to worship together, depend fervently on him with prayer and fasting, and walk with him in this mission together. So, yeah.
Hey guys, my name's Kyle Porter, and I think just thinking about this idea this week and hearing people's stories up here, the way that the Lord has most moved in the last year is in the confidence that our people have in Him, right? We have confidence in ourselves, we have confidence in the things that we do, but the greatest increase over the last year has been our identity in the Lord and the confidence that the people of Mosaic have in the Lord and in His faithfulness. And you've just heard 10 or 12 people talk about that confidence. These are not stories that you would have heard a year ago. They might have been here or there. They might have been stories that you read online. But these are stories that are from people that are in the body of Mosaic. That's an exciting thing. And it's a testament to not only the Lord's faithfulness, but how you've allowed Him to work in your hearts. So my encouragement, my exhortation is to continue to do that. So we're going to pray, and we're going to continue worshiping the Lord. Father, thank you that we are not who we were a year ago as a church, as individuals. I pray that you would continue to mature us and grow us, not only in knowledge and depth of insight into your word, but in evangelism and kindness and generosity to the people of Richardson. We just ask that, and we ask for humble hearts, that we would come before you with humility daily and allow the Holy Spirit to continue to work in our lives like we've heard people talk about today. In Jesus' name I pray.